使徒行传第十六章二十六到三十四节，找到了，请听我念。第二十六节，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼叫说，不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的俯伏在保罗希拉面前，又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎么样行才可以得救？他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家人听。我们读经到这里，我们感谢神赐给我们这宝贵无误的话语。我们这时候就请郭牧师来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是万事互相效力。
Good morning, and I greet you all in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
Do you feel very lucky today?
那么今天是不是觉得自己非常的幸运呢？
Good luck, bad luck.
运气好，运气不好。
These are the teachings that we all believed in.
这是世人所相信的一种教导。
And that's why people buy lotteries, and that's why people gamble.
这也就是为什么人们呢，他们会去买彩票，还有去赌博。
Even though we know the chances are one in a million.
虽然我们知道就是中奖的这个几率只是万分之一。
We think that maybe I am going to be the lucky one.
那可能我们就会想说，我可能就会成为那个非常幸运的人。
This is true all over the world.
这是全世界的人都会这么想的。
Because we see gambling all over the world.
因为我们看到全世界都有赌博这样的一个活动。
But for Christians, there is no such thing as good luck and bad luck.
但是对于基督徒来说呢，是没有所谓的好运和坏运的。
And so we do not use such terminologies.
所以我们在平时的对话里面是不会用幸运、好运这些字眼的。
The message title for today is All Things Work Together for Good.
那么今天的讲题是万事都互相效力。
This is taken from Romans 8:28.
那么是取自罗马书第八章第二十八节。
This seems to be an impossibility.
那么万事都互相效力，看起来呢，似乎是不可能的事。
How can all things be good in my life?
在我的生命里面，怎么可能是全部的事情都互相效力，全部的事情都是好的呢？
Maybe God means all good things.
那么可能神说的是，只是单单指的是好的事情。
But God did not say all good things. God says all things.
但是实际上，神在这一节所说的是万事，也就是凡事。
If you receive news that you have cancer and only left a few months to live,
那如果今天你接获消息说自己得了癌症，然后你只剩下几个月的时间
，and you have young children,
而你呢还有很小的孩子。
So does this cancer belong to all things?
那么你所罹患癌症的这个消息是不是属于神所说的这万事呢？
A loved one is taken away from your life.
又比如说，如果你的亲人呢，逝世了。
It is a deeper sorrow to lose a loved one, especially for a parent losing a child.
这是令人非常悲痛的事，尤其是当你需要是白发人送黑发人的时候。
It is a pain inside the soul that can never, never be taken away.
是心灵深处一个非常深的一个痛楚，是永远不可以消 永远不可以消除的。
Does all things include that as well?
那么这是否也涵盖在神所说的万事呢？
All things means all things.
那么这里所说的万事当然就是指的就是凡事。
Because we are children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
And because God watches over all of us.
因为神看顾我们所有的人。
And sometimes what we think may be good for us, God knows it is not good for us.
那有时候我们认为对我们好的事情呢，神知道对我们是不好的。
But there are certain things that we feel that it is not good for us, but God says it is good for us.
我们以为对自己不好的事情呢，但是神认为对我们来说是好的。
And that's why God says all things.
所以神这么说万事。
Paul and Silas were in the midst of their second missionary journey.
那保罗和希拉呢？他们正在进行他们的第二次宣教之旅。
They were beaten.
他们被殴打。
They were thrown into prison.
他们被下到监狱里去。
They were free men doing the work of God.
他们当时正在行做的是神的事工。
Now they're in prison. How can they continue with their mission journey?
那么他们现在被下到监狱去，他们要如何继续他们的宣教之旅呢？
How could stopping the missionary work of God's servant be good for God and for God's people?
那么神的使者所做的工被停止了。这样的一个事件怎么对神来说，对神的儿女来说，怎么会是一件好事呢？
And yet all things include Paul and Silas being thrown into prison.
但是当神说万事都互相效力的时候，这万事也涵盖了保罗和希拉被下到监狱里。
Their freedom of movement is curtailed.
现在他们已经不能够自由的行动了。
Everything that we do not like curtails some parts of us.
那么我们所不喜欢的事情呢，会就是限制我们的一些行动或我们的举止。
When we are healthy, we can do whatever we want. We can go anywhere we want. We do not want to be in a wheelchair.
当我们健康的时候呢，我们可以自由的行动。我们不喜欢就是坐在轮椅上。
We think that if we are free to go anywhere, we can do more for God.
那我们认为，如果我们可以自由行动的话呢，我们就可以为神做更多的事。
God says otherwise.
但是神并不认为。
If God were to say to you that for the rest of your time on earth, I want you to witness for me happily, cheerfully in a wheelchair.
那如果现在神告诉你说你的余生呢，要坐在这个轮椅上，要乐意的、甘心的为我做见证。
Will you accept that as good for you?
你愿意接受这是好事吗？
You have to.
你必须接受。
Because of who God is and because of who we are as God's children.
因为这就是神，而这就是身为神的儿女所必须接受的。
Paul and Silas understood this very well.
而保罗和希拉非常清楚地了解这一点。
And that's why the Bible tells us in verse 25 that they prayed and they sang praises unto God.
所以第25节呢，就告诉我们说，保罗和希拉他们在监狱里面，他们祷告，他们唱诗赞美神。
They understood this doctrine very well.
他们对于这个教义呢，非常的了解。
All things means all things.
那么万事代表的就是凡事。
That's why they could praise God in prison.
所以即便他们在监狱里面，他们还是能够唱诗赞美神。
And then suddenly, out of the blue, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose.
那么忽然间呢，地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
This is a special occasion.
这是一个非常特别的一个事件。
Because sooner before the Apostle Paul later on when he died, he was also in prison in Rome.
那我们知道呢，保罗呢，在不久之后呢，他就会就是荣归天国，而且他当时呢也会在监狱里。
In that final imprisonment, there was no earthquake.
那么他在最后被下到监狱里的时候呢，是没有地大震动的。
There was no deliverance from prison.
当时呢，神并没有把他救出这个监狱里。
It is said that Paul either was thrown into the lion to be eaten or got his head chopped off.
那么有人说呢，他是怎么死的呢？有人说他可能是就是被丢到这个狮子坑里。有人也说他是被斩头的。
But in this instance, in Acts 16, There was this great earthquake that Paul and Silas did not expect.
那么在使徒行传第十六章呢，保罗和希拉没有料到的是，他们在监狱里的时候呢，发生了这个地震。
The entire foundation of the prison shook.
甚至整个监牢的地基都摇动了。
And all the cell doors were thrust open.
所有的监门就立刻打开了。
And every prisoner, not only Paul and Silas, had their chains broken.
那么众囚犯就是不只是保罗和希拉，而是所有的囚犯，他们的锁链也都松开了。
Suddenly they were in prison. Next moment they were free.
他们这一刻呢，在监狱里面，下一刻呢，竟然就都松绑了。
They could easily now walk out of prison.
就自由了，能够很轻易的就走出这个监狱。
What does this incident teach us?
那么这个事件教导我们什么呢
？See when God allows certain things to happen to us that we don't like, that seems to curtail us.
你看，如果神呢，让我们的生命里面发生一些我们不喜欢的事情来限制我们。
Remember that God can deliver us at any time.
但你当这样的事情发生的时候，我们要记得神随时能够拯救我们。
Could God not heal us and take us out of the wheelchair? Yes.
如果我们今天坐在轮椅上，难道神不能拯救我们，使我们再站起来吗？能够的。
Could God take us and heal us out of cancer? Yes.
如果我们今天罹患癌症，难道神不能就是治愈我们，治好我们吗？他能够的。
Our heavenly Father is all powerful.
因为我们在天上的父呢是全能的神。
If He wants to raise your loved one from the dead, He could definitely do so.
他也可以，如果他愿意的话，他也可以把你去世的这个亲人从死里复活。
So that your experience of the loss of a loved one could be taken away from you.
好叫你不再因为失去亲人而感到悲伤。
Did he not raise Lazarus from the dead? Of course.
那我们在圣经里面就看到他把拉撒路从死里复活了。
But you will find that in many instances, God allowed all these things to happen to us.
但是你会发现在许多的事件当中呢，神允许这些事情发生。
And so we have to admit that this imprisonment of Paul and Silas was good for them.
所以我们必须承认呢，就是保罗和希拉在监狱里面所经历的这个事件呢，是对他们来说是好的。
Otherwise, what we are going to read will not happen to the prisoners and to the prisoner's guard.
否则呢接下来就不会发生这个其他囚犯和禁足所经历的事了。
God has a purpose.
那么神在所有的事情上呢都有他的一个目的。
And that purpose is for us to save sinners.
而他的目的就是要我们拯救他的目的呢就是要拯救罪人。
Were there not sinners in prison?
那么在监狱里难道没有罪人吗
?There were prisoners who needed Christ.
那么在监狱里的确是有需要耶稣的囚犯。
And there was this keeper of the prison who also needed to hear Christ.
还有需要耶稣的禁足。
And so God had to bring the gospel to them in order for them to be saved.
所以神要把这个福音带给他们好叫他们能够得救。
And that's why Paul and Silas were thrown into prison.
这也就是为什么保罗和希拉会下到监狱里去。
Because everywhere believers go, they carry with them the keys to the entrance of heaven.
因为不管一个信徒去到哪里呢，他都带着那把通往天堂的钥匙。
Paul and Silas were not in prison.
保罗和希拉其实并不是在监狱里。
Their bodies were in prison, but they were not in prison.
他们的躯体虽然是在监狱里，但是他们的灵魂，他们的心灵并不在监狱里。
Remember, they were free and liberated in Christ.
你要记得他们在主耶稣基督里，他们的灵魂已经得到自由了。
The keeper of the prisoners, he was in prison.
这个禁足呢，他反而是在监狱里的。
His body was free, but his spirit was bound in sin.
他的肉体是自由的，但是他的灵魂呢，却是被罪所捆绑的。
And there are a lot of people in the world who are like the keeper of the prison.
那么这世界上有很多的人就像这个禁足一样。
They walk around, they think they are free men and free women.
他们以为自己是非常享有自由的人。
They didn't even know that they are prisoners.
他们却不知道自己是在灵魂上是一个囚犯。
They are prisoners to their own sin.
他们是他们自己罪的这个囚犯。
That's why they keep on sinning.
所以他们不断的犯罪。
God has sent you and me to help them.
那么神就差遣了你和我来帮助这些人。
God sent Paul and Silas to help them.
神就差遣了保罗和希拉来帮助他们。
And that's why God says to them, you go to prison to help them.
所以神就告诉保罗和希拉说，你们要到监狱里去拯救罪人。
That's how you and I must look at all things in our lives.
所以我们要用这样的一个角度来看待我们生命中发生的所有的事情。
I do not know what experiences you are going through right now.
我不知道你现在正经历怎样的一种体验。
I do not need to know.
我也不需要知道。
But I know that God knows.
但是我知道神知道。
And that is important.
这已经是非常，这是至关重要的。
That you must know.
那么你自己也更应该知道。
God knows exactly what you are going through right now.
你必须知道的是神，他了解你目前所经历的一切。
So are you a free man or are you a prisoner?
所以你是一个自由人还是一个囚犯呢？
Paul and Silas were prisoners, but they were free.
保罗和希拉虽然是个囚犯，但是他们属灵上却是自由的。
The keeper of the prison, prisoners, he was free, but he was the prisoner.
那么禁足呢？他的肉体上虽然是自由的，但是他属灵上却是个囚犯。
Which one are you?
那你是哪一类人呢？
The keeper of the prison.
你是属于像禁足那一类的吗？
Free to go anywhere you like.
你可以自由的行动。
But you are a prisoner to sin.
但却被罪所捆绑。
Well, you keep on sinning.
然后你是否会继续犯罪呢？
Sin with your heart.
继续用你的心去犯罪呢？
Sin with your mind.
用你的思想去犯罪呢？
You sin with your lips.
用你的话语犯罪。
You sin with your hands.
用你的手去犯罪。
You sin with your feet.
用你的脚犯罪。
Every member of our body sin.
我们身体的每一个肢体都会犯罪。
Oh, we can go anywhere in the world.
我们虽然可以，我们可以自由的去到世界的每一个地方。
But no matter where we go, we are still prisoners to sin.
不管我们，但是不管我们去到什么地方呢，我们仍然是罪的这个囚犯。
You sin in Singapore.
我们可以在新加坡犯罪。
You visit China, you sin in China.
我们可以到中国旅行的时候犯罪。
You go anywhere in the world, you remain.A prisoner to sin.
我们不管去到世界的哪一个地方呢，我们都是罪的囚犯。
Or are you like Paul and Silas?
还是你就像保罗和希拉一样？
You may be going through a physical affliction.
你可能现在身体有疾病。
You are not free to do what you used to be able to do when you were much younger.
你可能现在已经无法像年轻的时候想做什么就做什么。
So your body cannot do this, cannot do that anymore as you age.
你的因为年龄的关系呢，你的健康使你无法做一些事情。
But you are a free man.
但是你是一个自由人。
You have been delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ from your master called sin.
那么你已经借着主耶稣基督脱离了你的主人，你的以前的这个主人就叫做罪。
And so no matter what happens, you know that you are free in Christ.
所以不管发生什么事呢，你知道你在主耶稣基督里是个自由人了。
Whether you can travel or cannot travel, it does not matter. The physical constraints do not matter.
不管你是否能自由行动都没有关系了，因为你肉体上的这个行动呢，是你并不在乎。
Just like Paul and Silas.
就好像保罗和希拉一样。
They could not move around. They were chained.
他们被就是锁链锁了起来，他们没有办法自由行动。
But they were able to witness for Christ.
但是他们能够为基督做见证。
And that's why the Bible says when believers have this understanding and their testimony is Christ honoring, verse 27, verse 30 will become the reality.
那圣经就告诉我们，如果基督徒能够有这样的见证来为主耶稣基督归荣耀给他的话呢，就能够实现第27-30节所说的了。
I call this second point work together.
那么27-30节也就是第二点，就是
work together.
哦，就是互相效力。
So when you understand this, like Paul and Silas praising the Lord.God can take that kind of witness And he will mix it with God's grace, and he will work together for good.
那么如果你像保罗和希拉一样能够在逆境中呢祷告唱诗赞美神，那神就能够就是利用你这样的一种见证呢加入注入他的这个恩典，让万事都能够互相效力。
Now the keeper of the prison already heard the prayers and the praise.
那么禁足呢，他在监狱里面就听到了保罗和希拉的祷告和他们的唱诗。
He was sleeping.
他当时呢，后来他就睡着了。
But the great earthquake woke him up, I'm sure.
但是地震发生的时候呢，他就醒来了。
The doors were open, the chains were broken.
他看见监门打开，看见囚犯的锁链都松开了。
So verse 27 says, the keeper of the prison awaking out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and he would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled.
27节说，禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
Why did he want to do that?
为什么他要想自杀呢？
He was trying to save his family.
他是为了救自己的家人。
Because he knew that if he allowed any prisoner to escape, he would be killed.
因为他知道呢，如果有任何的这个囚犯逃走的话呢，他就会被杀。
Not only him, but also his family.
而且不只是他会被杀，还会株连到他的这个家人。
And so he thought that if I were to kill myself first, then perhaps my family would be spared.
那他就想着说，如果他先自杀的话呢，可能他就能够他的家人就可以幸免。
For whatever reason, maybe he did not want to see his own children being killed.
那或许呢，他也或许是因为他不想亲眼看到他自己的孩子被杀。
This was his reaction.
所以不管是什么原因，他做出了这样的一个反应。
But then Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here."
保罗大声呼叫说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
Paul understood what he was trying to do to himself.
保罗知道这个禁足他到底要做些什么。
That's why Paul.Shouted.
所以保罗呢就大声的呼叫
Don't do this.
不要这么做
Your life is not in danger of the Roman government.
他就叫这个禁足不要伤害自己，因为他的生命并没有危在旦夕。
Your life is in a greater danger than you ever know.
但是他的生命呢并不是掌控在这个罗马政府的手中。
It is not the Roman government that you should be afraid of, but God himself.
他的生命呢目前呢正面对非常大的危险，但是并不是掌握在这个罗马政府当中的，而是掌握在神的手中。
You think that by killing yourself, you will escape the wrath and the judgment of the Roman government.
那这个禁足可能以为自杀的话呢可以逃避这个罗马政府的这个惩罚。
But you can never escape the judgment of God.
但是他却不能够逃避神的审判。
And he called for a light, sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas.
那么禁足就叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢地俯伏在保罗希拉面前。
And brought them out, and then he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救呢？
What does he want to be saved from?
他要得救什么呢？从何得救呢？
Was it the Roman government?
是从罗马政府的手中得救吗？
Who is about to kill him and his family?
是那即将杀害他和他的家人的罗马政府吗？
That cannot be.
不可能的。
Because the prisoners did not escape.
因为那些囚犯根本没有逃走啊。
His life was not in danger of the Roman government.
所以他所面对的危险并不是并不是这个罗马政府的这个危机。
So what was he referring to when he said, "What must I do to be saved? Saved from what?"
所以当他说我当怎样行才可以得救，从何得救呢？他所指的是什么呢
？Saved from his sin.
是从罪里得救。
Saved from his sin against God.
是从得罪神。
Saved from the judgment of God.
从神的审判里得救。
He understood the message.
他明白。神要给他的信息。
That's why the imprisonment of Paul and Silas worked together for good, together with God's grace, in the lives of this keeper of the prison.
所以我们看到呢，保罗和希拉被下到监狱里，这样的一个事件呢，靠着神的恩典呢，互相效力，带给了这个禁足，就是在这个禁足的生命里面互相效力。
God wanted to save him and his family.
因为神要拯救禁足和他的家人。
And the only way to do so was to bring the gospel to him and his family.
可是唯一能够让他得救的方式呢，就是把这个福音带给禁足和他的家人。
Is this not the mercies and the grace of God?
这难道不是神的恩典和怜悯吗？
To send someone to bring the gospel to us.
他因为他的恩典和怜悯，他差遣了人带这个福音给我们。
Is this not how God reached out to us to save us, to seek us out?
这难道不是神的作为吗？就是他，就是来寻求我们，来拯救我们。
When Paul and Silas understood that all things work together for good, that's how they conducted themselves in a holy manner.
那么保罗和希拉他们非常明白万事都互相效力，所以他们在行为举止上都是圣洁的。
Imagine if Paul and Silas were murmuring and complaining.
所以如果你试想想，如果保罗和希拉在监狱里面呢，他们不断的埋怨。
Well, we serve God so faithfully, now God thrown us into prison. What's the point of serving Him?
我们这么忠心的侍奉神，可是神现在却把我们丢到这个监狱里面去，我们。为什么要侍奉他呢？有什么意义呢？
You think there will be a great earthquake to take away their chains?
你认为神会就是发动这个地震，然后使他们的这个锁链松开吗？
You think the keeper of the prison will be impressed?
你认为这个禁足呢会因此而得救吗？
That would have been the normal conduct of every prisoner, murmur and complain.
因为埋怨呢是所有囚犯呢都会有的一个自然反应。
The impact and witness to the keeper of the prison would be very negative if Paul and Silas were to murmur and complain.
如果保罗和希拉在监狱里不断的埋怨的话呢，那么他们所做的见证呢，将是非常的负面的。
Murmuring and complaining belongs to the old man.
那么埋怨呢，是属于旧人的。
To the old man who had been bound by the sin in his life.
是被罪所捆绑的旧人的。
But we are not the old man, are we?
但是我们已经不是旧人了。
We are new creatures in Christ.
我们是在基督里的新人。
All things work together for good in the lives of all of God's children.
那么凡事互相效力在神的这个儿女的生命中都是如此。
It's so easy to murmur and complain like the sinners of the world.
我们其实很轻易的就会像这个世界的罪人一样不断的埋怨。
That in itself is a sin when Christians murmur and complain. You know that.
如果基督徒不断的这个埋怨投诉的话，实际上就是犯了罪。
You are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
Your holy witness will help them desire the key to the kingdom of heaven, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你的圣洁的见证呢，可以使人呢渴望得到这通往天堂的钥匙，也就是主耶稣基督的福音。
That's what the keeper of the prison saw.
这也就是为什么这也就是禁足所看见的见证。
That's why he asked the question, "What must I do to be saved?"
所以他就问希拉和保罗说：“我必须做些什么才可以得救呢？”
He realized he was the true prisoner, not Paul and Silas.
因为这一刻呢，他实在的明白了自己才是真正的囚犯。
They could easily have escaped, but they all stayed behind.
保罗和希拉和所有的囚犯可以很轻易的就走逃出这个监狱，但是他们都留下来了。
And so the keeper of the prison asked, "What must I do to be saved?"
所以这个禁足他就说：“我当怎样行才可以得救？”
Do you not want this to be asked of you because of your godly witness?
你难道不希望自己有一个敬虔的见证，好叫你的朋友未信主的朋友也能够问你这个问题，我当怎样行才可以得救吗？
Do you not want your own children, your parents, your uncles and aunties who see Christ in you? Do you not want them to ask you, "What must I do to be saved?"
难道你不希望说你自己你的亲人、你的父母、你的孩子、你的亲戚能够看到在你的生命里面看到基督，从而问你说我当怎样行才可以像你一样得救呢？
Because that's exactly what the lives of Christians ought to be like.
因为这就是一个基督徒生命的生命本来就应该如此的。
Our lives must be so different from the lives of sinners like night and day, so that when they see us, they're so different.
我们的生命本来就应该就是不应该跟这些罪人一样的。
So that they will ask us this question, what must I do to be saved from my life of sin?
好叫这个罪人看到你不一样的生命的时候，他会来问你说，我应该怎么样行才可以得救呢？
The fact that many of us, or most of us, have never been asked that question, should it not put us to shame?
但是很多时候呢却没有人问我们这样的问题，这是令我们感到非常羞愧的。
Because when they look at our lives and they look at their own lives,
因为当世人看着我们的生命以及他们自己生命的时候
，Maybe the difference is not that great.
他们看不到太大的这个不同。
So why must they ask us? What must I do to be saved?
所以他们为什么要问我们，当怎么样行才能够得救呢
？You behave like me. You talk like me. You dress like me.You are very much like me.
你的行为举止，你说话的方式，你的衣着，都跟我很相像。
The only difference is you call yourself a Christian. I don't.
那唯一的不同就是你自称为基督徒，而我不是。
Is it the reason why people around us do not ask us the question, "What must I do to be saved?"
是不是因为这样，所以我们周围的人都没有问我们这样的问题呢？我当怎样行才可以得救？
We should be ashamed of ourselves.
那我们就要感到非常羞愧了。
But thank God for the testimonies of Paul and Silas.
那我们要感谢神为这保罗和希拉的见证。
That the keeper of the prison would see so much of a difference between them and himself. What must I do to be saved from my sin? Because I want to be like both of you.
因为保罗和希拉的见证呢，禁足看到了他们之间的这个很大的不同，所以他才会问他们说：“我当怎样行才可以得救？”
To be able to pray and praise God in prison.
禁足看到保罗和希拉在监狱里面竟然可以继续的祷告和唱诗赞美神。
And then Paul and Silas said to him.
那么保罗和希拉就对他说
you ，See this in verse 31.
在31节他们说
，And they said, or both of them, believe.On the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and your whole house.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And then they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house as well.
他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。
We are not here just to save you, keeper of the prison, but your family as well.
他们在告诉禁足说，我们在这里并不是为了拯救你而已，而是包括你的家人。
And that's what happened.
这就是当时发生的事。
Now you know why all things work together for good.
那你现在你就知道为什么神说万事都互相效力了。
The good is not winning the lottery ticket.
那么万事都互相效力并不代表说你会中这个彩票。
The good is not material or physical.
那么在我们身上发生的这些好事呢并不是属肉体的。
The good is spiritual.
这个好事呢是属灵的。
The good is eternal.
这个好事呢是永恒的。
The good that God talks about is priceless.
这个神所说万事都互相效力呢是无价的。
It can only be accomplished in Christ.
只能在主耶稣基督里成就的。
Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior?
你是否相信主耶稣基督作为你的救主呢？
Then be like Paul and Silas.
那你就要像保罗和希拉一样了。
Understand that there are no accidents in your life.
你要明白在你身上发生的每一件事都没有意外。
As children of God, there is no such thing as lucky.
作为神的儿女呢，我们并不相信运气。
So don't use that word.
所以不要再用这个字眼运气。
Wow, I'm so lucky.
不要再说啊，我非常的好运，非常的幸运。
Wow, when I tried to cross the road, wow, the car nearly banged me. Wow, so lucky.
哇，我刚刚过马路的时候，车子差点撞到我，非常的幸运。
Don't use that word.
不要再用这样的字眼了。
You are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
You are not here by accident.
你在这里并不是意外。
Nothing happens to your life and my life without our Heavenly Father knowing.
因为在我们生命中所发生的每一件事情呢，神都知道。
And if He permits them to happen to us, then we must submit. All things work together for good.
那如果他允许这些事情发生在我们生命中的话呢，我们就要顺服他，因为万事都互相效力。
So that sinners may see Christ in us and come to know Him as Lord and as Savior.
好叫罪人能够在我们的生命里面看到主耶稣基督，然后来信主。
Do you not want that to happen to your loved ones and friends?
难道你不希望你的朋友、你的亲人都能来信主吗？
That's what Paul and Silas wanted.
这是保罗和希拉的意愿。
This should be the desire of all the children of God.
这也必须是我们所有神的儿女的心愿。
Verse 33, and he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, that is the keeper of the prison, and was baptized he and all his straightway.
那么33节就说当夜就在那时候禁足把他们带去洗他们的伤他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。
The whole family came to know Christ.
他和他全家人都信主了。
What an amazing experience for Paul and Silas.
这对保罗和希拉来说是一个非常奇妙的体验。
This would not have taken place if they were not thrown into prison.
如果他们没有下到监狱去的话呢，就不会发生这个事件。
And the keeper of the prison and his family was so happy that they brought them into his house, set meal before them. They rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
那么禁足和他的家人呢得救后就非常的喜乐他们就领保罗和希拉上自己的家里去给他们摆上饭那么他和全家信了神都很喜乐
Now they are truly free men
那么现在呢他们是真正的自由人了
Free from the bondage of sin
脱离了罪的捆绑
The greatest freedom that man could ever experience in life
这是人在生命里面呢所能经历的最伟大的一个自由。
Because when we are freed from the bondage of sin, we are no longer afraid of death and hell.
因为当我们脱离罪的捆绑的话呢，我们就不再惧怕死亡跟地狱。
These have been taken away from us forever.
因为这一切呢将会永远的远离我们。
So we can live for Christ.
好叫我们能够为基督而活
And we must live for Christ.
我们也必须为基督而活
Always remembering all things work together with God's grace and God's mercies to bring forth good.
那我们都要时刻的记得呢万事都借着神的恩典和怜悯互相效力
good for keepers of prisons and their families who are sinners.
我们看到好的事情就这些事情对于这个禁主和他家人来说万事互相效力
And good for the children of God to be encouraged to be strengthened in the faith
那么对于神的儿女来说万事也互相效力好叫我们的信心能够得到坚立
Whatever difficult circumstances you're going through in life
所以不管你生命中正在经历怎样的逆境
You might feel that you are now limited you cannot do much
你可能觉得说你现在受到了限制不能做的太多
Just like Paul in prison, limited, could not do much.
就好像保罗在监狱里面，他不能自由的行动，不能够做太多的事。
Physically, he could not.
在肉体上呢，他不能。
But spiritually, he was never in prison.
但是在属灵上呢，他从来没有被囚禁。
So therefore, whether you are in a wheelchair or afflicted by a disease, all things work together for good. Remember that.
所以当即便你现在坐在轮椅上或者你罹患了一些疾病你要记得万事都互相效力
Let them see Christ in our lives
让我们周围的人都能够在我们的生命里面看到主耶稣
Whatever the circumstances of life might be
不管我们正经历怎样的一个事情
We must understand that our God always loved us
我们都要明白我们的神永远爱我们
And he will always continue to love us
他也会永远继续的爱我们。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典慈爱的天父。
Help us, O Lord, to trust you in all things.
帮助我们在凡事上都要来相信你。
That whatever we are going through right now, help us to live a holy life for Christ.
不管我们现在正经历什么，求主帮助我们为你过一个圣洁的生命。
Whatever the circumstances of life might be,Teach us to always pray and to praise you.
不管我们现在正面对怎样的困境，都求主帮助我们，让我们不断地向你祷告和唱诗赞美你。
Help us to live a holy life in Christ.
帮助我们在主耶稣基督里过圣洁的生命。
But our heart's cry, O Lord, is to show forth the wonderful Savior in our lives.
因为我们心里所渴望的就是能够用我们的生命活出我们的主耶稣基督。
And by our godly testimony and submission to thy holy will, we pray, Lord, that sinners around us may see Christ in us.
我们希望借着我们圣洁的见证以及我们顺服你的旨意，能够让我们周围的人可以看到，在我们的身上看到主耶稣。
We pray, Lord, that they will come to us just as the keeper of the prison came to Paul and Silas and asked, what must I do to be saved?
我们也祷告，希望着我们周围的人能够像禁足问这个保罗和希拉一样，问我们这个问题，我当怎样行才能够得救。
This is our heart's desire and our heart's cry, O Lord.
这是我们心里的渴望，我们心里的祈求。
So that we can share the gospel with them.
好叫我们能够同我们的亲朋戚友来分享你的福音。
And that they too can become Christians.
好叫他们能够来信主，成为基督徒。
Cleanse us and wash us of all our sins by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
求神用主耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪。
And make us holy witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ.
好叫我们能够成为主耶稣基督那圣洁的见证。
And teach us always to remember that all things work together for good to those who love you.
要时刻的提醒我们，凡事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.